Scano, Sego, Segoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The Six Nations Elected Council held their monthly general finance meeting on Monday, October 17th, and under new business, the president of the Ontario Woodlot Association, Paul Robertson, made a presentation to council regarding the possible introduction of living labs. Living labs can help sequester carbon and can reduce the use of fossil fuels, as we hear him explain in this clip taken from the Six Nations Elected Council Facebook page live stream.
Is the Ontario Woodlot Association got this opportunity through Agriculture Canada. We were shortlisted in the first phase of this application process to develop living labs. And living labs are kind of a very unique way of taking something that's already taking place, that's innovative, but hasn't been able to be adopted across the landscape. And so, and this living lab through Ag Canada, it needs to, these activities, these innovations, these business opportunities, these training opportunities, because they can be quite a variety of different things. They are focused in this particular application towards the combination of agriculture and forestry. So, for example, one of the things, so what we're proposing to yourselves is there's an opportunity to have a living lab or even several of them within Six Nations. So they don't have to be necessarily focused directly in Six Nations, but they could involve properties within the territory. So, for example, there are several living labs that we are suggesting that we think have value and a number of benefits. The program really focuses on carbon sequestration. That is the main focus of this. So we are looking at ways that we can use these innovations to further reduce fossil fuel consumption. And another is to increase carbon sequestration. And so what we're proposing in our living labs is we look at opportunities where we could reduce fossil fuels and increase carbon sequestration. And carbon sequestration, the way that you do it is improve the management of forested lands. So right now our lands, our forested lands are sequestering carbon. The problem is they're not sequestering enough. And so what the way you do that is through additionality, where you improve the management of the forested lands so they can sequester more carbon. So for example, the Ontario Woodlot Association, we recognized about 5 years ago that there are hundreds of thousands of acres of softwood plantations in the province that have not been thinned. They were designed to be thinned. Based on their spacing, they were supposed to be thinned at around year 40. Many of these plantations are over 60 years in age, and because of their age, they are starting to decline because the trees do not have enough room to grow. So through that decline, they are releasing carbon. And because they're not growing, they are not sequestering carbon. So we're looking at not only a version of silvopastoring, pasturing, but also producing orchards, pawpaws, American chestnut, persimmon. I mean, there's a variety of nut-producing trees that we could grow that would produce a product, would increase forest cover, would increase biodiversity, would engage employment and those types of activities.
Mr. Robertson was also requesting a letter of support for the proposal, which council passed with two councillors opposed to the motion. However, the motion was passed with the understanding that due diligence must be done and there is no commitment at this time. Council also recommended that Mr. Robertson get in touch with Matt Jameson and Phil Montour, and Mr. Robertson mentioned that Guyanaseh was already involved offering direction and advice. In addition, the Environmental Task Force will become a point of contact for Mr. Robertson to coordinate his contacts in the community. For CKRZ-FM News, I'm David Moses.